attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always entranced, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Dishatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Gauravastavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Here it is said that a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. Can you imagining becoming like that? Do you even want to become like that? No attraction to sense pleasure? You see it and say, no, thank you. Do you really want this? Every one of us should ask himself this question. Krishna consciousness is meant for those who are very serious. Manishina is a Sanskrit word. Manushya is another Sanskrit word. Manushya means human being. A human being must be manishina, or thoughtful. Otherwise, he is not a human being. He is a body with two legs and two arms, a mouth, and so many other senses which scream, satisfy me, satisfy me, satisfy me. Like a monkey in a forest. He is screaming the same. Any literature who does not know about Krishna and the spiritual soul is like the screaming of the monkeys in the forest, put in ornamental words. Why can we speak so strongly? Why is Krishna consciousness so much opposed towards the holy cow of material sense gratification? Why is Yamunacharya, a great devotee, saying that whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste? The materialist will never understand the mood of the devotee. He will think, oh, he is very fanatic. Pathological, disturbed, has to go to the psychiatrist or drink some Slivovich and behave like a normal person. However, the devotee is distasted. Sometimes materialists ask our devotee, are you not allowed to drink some Slivovich? Or you are not allowed to go to the village festival? Also fire a gun in ecstasy? But the devotee has a natural distaste towards these things, because he has understood that this whole material manifestation is the neglected part of the Lord, its creation. See, when there is a bodily part who is neglected, he is in, that part is in great danger of getting diseased. You know, if you do not wash your body, then it might get diseased. There's every chance. Prabhupada explains that uncleanliness is a cause for disease. Or if you neglect the body in other ways, say you are when it's winter, you're walking like a gypsy from Bosnia without shoes. You neglect your feet. It is possible that your feet get swollen and red and blue and get diseased. So this material world is a world which is neglected, and the symptoms, the symptom of the disease in the world is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Janma means birth, mrityu means death, jara means old age, and vyadhi means sickness, disease. This material world is temporary. Not only is it neglected, or as the Gita says, bina prakriti, separated energy, it is also temporary. It evaporates. When you have this pot of tea, this cup of tea, and you leave it here for some time, maybe a week, or maybe just 2 days, it will all evaporate. There won't be any tea, but only some broken tea leaves in the ground. So in the same way, all this manifestation will evaporate. Your hometown, Slavensky Brod or Smolensky Kalovsky, they will evaporate with time. Mama and Tata will evaporate. Like when our Iveshwara Prabhu, also when he cooks the halava, the steam will evaporate, it will go out of the window. So this whole material world is passing. Every manifestation you can conceive of is evaporating. Like maybe 20 years ago, when the world was thinking of Yugoslavensko, then they all thought of Brother Tito. But Tito has evaporated. Like water in Iveshwara's halava pot. It is gone. And no one will bring Tito back like this. Although in the memory they tried to put his picture everywhere to cover up his nonsense. Material scientists, they deal with that which is evaporating. Material poets deal with that which is here today, past tomorrow. As if a rose are blown, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying it. Lovers of the flesh talk about that which will evaporate. The newspapers talk about, and the list is unending. So a devotee, he engages in finer knowledge, knowledge which is on a higher dimension. Raja vidya rajhaguyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha vagamam dharmiyam susukam katam avyayam. This Krishna explains that this knowledge is Rajavidya, the king of knowledge. Rajaguyam, it is not something you can read in the newspaper. He says Rajaguyam, it is very confidential. Secret. Like there's this magazine, Secrets. What is the magazine called? I have written an article there. Cosmic Wanderers. Have you read? Secrets, how is the word? Is that
Secrets.
Yeah. Tainet. Tainet, yes. I remember now. Tainet. Rajaguyam, it is secret. Tainet. Pavitam midam. Vradyaksha means direct perception. When this knowledge is directly perceived, it is very secret. This is there. But if it is directly perceived, it is the perfection of religion, because it enables you to see the true self. That means Krishna and the soul. Vradyakshadama. And susukam katam avayam, that we have also learned today. It is fun. To put it in not such snobistic language, a person who has, who is on the platform of Krishna consciousness enjoys unlimited pleasure. Sukham akshayam means ashnute, enjoys. He enjoys unlimited pleasures. Our material eyes can only perceive that which is evaporating. We have steam eyes. How will you see then this Rajavidya, Rajaguyam? This will be today's discussion, and I don't want to be so arrogant and start this discussion. It's my realizations. I want to give other Vaishnavas the chance to explain themselves. What do you do in order to understand this transcendental knowledge, Gopinath Prabhu? It is not to be seen with the eyes. The eyes only see the steam of the evaporating material world. This is a our Gopinath Prabhu is traveling with us, and wherever he is, he just takes harmonium and chants. Can you please explain us why you're chanting Hare Krishna to get this knowledge? It's just some song.
Krishna personally.
Yes. Anyone else? This is, isn't it? We can only see this material world, so what do we do to understand some spiritual knowledge? It's tiny. What do you do to get into this tiny? Urjit Prabhu, please, you.
Hearing from authority, someone who has seen.
Who has seen the truth. Oh, this is very awesome, very good. Yeah. Ishtak, what are you doing? You are still a bhakta. But they are very fast in their running. But Ishtak is very talented, so yes, this is also a very good answer. Yes. Two. Yeah. Two. Yes.
Testing Lord.
Very good. Yep. Ra. Why is this
giving you an understanding of the spiritual reality.
Because it is connected with Krishna.
Yes, very nice. It is said someone who takes prasadam, he is crossing over the ocean of material energy. Yes, a very good answer. Bra. You are all very shy, you know, I have to call everyone. Guru Vadayar Prabhu, you are experienced transcendentalism. Please tell us. Yes, why is this good? After all, better you do what you want, then you become uncomplicated, free man.
They will come down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Peter said, someone who follows the regulative principles of freedom, he gets the mercy of the Lord, and like Kripa Daya Prabhu has explained us, he becomes free from all attachment and aversion. He is a free man because he is not a sluggy of his senses. So this is a very nice answer. Now it gets difficult and difficult. Now we need the experts. Who is here? You have already given. Avaduta, please.
What? Reading transcendental literature.
What are you reading? Yes.
Reading,
yes, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that someone who reads the Bhagavatam will experience how the Lord appears on the lotus of his heart. Yes.
Association with the Lord,
Sat. Yeah. But you always talk Prajapa.
Yes.
But it is becoming better because you are Brahman. Yes, it is described that in the association of pure devotees, the path for direct experience is opening, and we actually will get a taste. But we have forgotten our Matajis. What are you doing? Buying a new sari? I think all our Matajis have high realizations, but they are a little shy. I must say, Ishwini, that I our Matajis are always serving devotees. This I have seen in Yugoslavia. Very nicely, when one comes to Ljubljana, Bimala always cooks a feast that one pots on the floor in ecstasy. any other? It is an open forum.
Serving the Lord.
Yes. You are approaching a bona fide spiritual master. How do you know who is a bona fide spiritual master? There are different symptoms given in the Shastras for a spiritual master. I mean, this Brahman, he must have heard from authorities, not that he is a newborn baby, so to say, the mean son, self-made man, and he must be Brahmanishtam, he must practice what he teaches. And once John Lennon was asking, how do we recognize a bona fide spiritual master? So Srila Prabhupada was answering him, you have to watch and see who is most attracted to Krishna. But in practical daily life, when you are Maya, I think this happens in almost no cases in Yugoslavia. But when it happens, what will you do then? Now this we take on a different slant now. This is now was very nice philosophical talk. Some of it realized, some of it half realized, some of it beginning to be realized. When you are in practical Maya, what are you doing? Kobi has to say, chant Hare Krishna. Huh? Someone, yes, please.
Strictly following the instructions of the Guru.
Then you follow strictly the instructions of the Guru. But sometimes that's very difficult. He says, go out on Sankirtan. And the militia has just somehow chosen to send you away from Sankirtan. Your answer is very good. It is just I'm trying to get towards a certain point. Yeah.
Following the
sadhana. Sit
and read the books.
Sit down and read the books. Yes. Yeah. Prabhupada said when there's really intense problem, we should forget everything else, go before the deities, or we can have by Kripa Dayalu Prabhu's mercy, we have nice pictures with nice colors in our books. We can look at Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then it will go. And what else?
Pray to Krishna.
I would say go to the devotees and talk with them. I found out this is best. When one reveals his heart in confidence, Prabhu, I am a Maya. Please help me. This is my world view now. It is very cloudy. I need some sun. I need some light. So that you can talk with the Vaishnavas, you need to have the right vision. Often in our Sangha, in our association of devotees, we commit offenses against Vaishnavas. There are four kinds of offenses we can commit. I was talking about this in Beograd. One offense is that you see the Vaishnava, due to his material body, his where he comes from. Oh, this Vaishnava is from Bosnia. Bosnia was so long under Turkish rule. They have adopted all the bad qualities. In the Vedic books it is said there's no one lower than the Turk. like this is forbidden. Becoming angry at a Vaishnava due to some mistake he does. Oh, this you did wrong. You put my danda on the floor. This is also not allowed. I was very angry when I saw it, that someone didn't have the sense to put such a holy thing as a danda on the floor. But then I thought, well, this is an offense, so I should be very calm. Finding fault with the devotee due to some traces of sinful life is very important. Sometimes the devotee, due to his previous life, is like a lenyatz. What is it? Lenyatz. Lenyivats. Lenyivats. Yes. He was always a Lenyivats, and then when he comes to Krishna consciousness, he is also a Lenyivats. In Beograd, there is Lenyivats. So we should not find fault because of a previous bad habits. We should encourage the Lenivats, please become there are these four. I don't know if I told you all about the four. It's basically finding a fault with the Vaishnava. We should understand that each Vaishnava has surrendered to Krishna, and when we approach him in the right way, he can give us great treasures. Once I was with Jagadhatu driving to Germany, and I learned something wonderful from Jagadhatu. He was sleeping in the car, and then the car went into a little, with like, there was a hole, you know, in the road, with the Yugoslavian road, and the car went. And Jagadhatu immediately said, Krishna! So I was very impressed. In his sleep, he said, Krishna. So I was thinking, what a wonderful devotee. Even in his sleep, when he sees some danger, he said, Krishna. And I was praying to Krishna that he would forgive me my offense, because I always joke about Jagadhatu in the lecture. So there's nothing when you are in Maya to understand this Rajaguyam, this very secret knowledge. There's nothing as effective as taking shelter with the Vaishnavas in great in great humbleness. When you open your heart to the Vaishnavas, they can help you. Sometimes the Vaishnavas will perform an operation, like the dentist. Sometimes he goes and he's going close to the nerve. Please don't hit my nerve. When I was a child, I was biting the dentist always when he was sticking his. Then he would even come close. So sometimes devotees are like that. When devotees come close to them, they become very like this. When sometimes older devotees see this, when they preach, that younger devotees are feeling, if I come too close now, he will go on my nerve. You know, I will scream. No! If we want to be helped by the devotees, and if we don't want to stay Lingivats, then we will have to approach the Vaishnavas with pure intent to learn about this, that knowledge which is beyond the material life. See? Material life is very, very, very heavy. It has taken us all, it has put us into a machine made of material energy, which is controlled by the powerful forces of Maya. We are sitting in our bodies, and anything and everything can happen. Tomorrow you can rise and feel pain in the teeth. Tomorrow you can rise and feel pain in the head. Tomorrow you can rise and be in complete Maya, that you think, what am I doing in this cloth? This is too avant-gardistic. It is not at all according to fashion, you know. So you can leave the material energy has such a powerful grip on the conditioned soul. Therefore, we should never think ourselves to be big devotees, because as soon as we think to be big devotees, we will stop being careful we will start becoming careless, and Maya will see what an arrogant Bhutala. Let me finish him. And she will send her most powerful weapons, which no conditioned soul can overcome on its own. So the mood of the devotee should be always very humble. Our position is a very humble position. We are humbled on every step. Today I was philosophizing with Kripa Dayalu Prabhu. I was going to the private place and I was asking, how can anyone who has to go to this place claim he is God? And Kripa Dayalu said, I can't understand myself. You know, someone who has to go every day and go to this place, otherwise he dies from internal pollution. You know, how can he be God? How can he be God? He's so controlled. Imagine, if you don't go, you will have serious problems with your health, and after 1 week, most probably die, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. We are so dependent. Our position is a very humble one. So in Krishna consciousness, we want to become very humble. We want to come into the mood of the slugi, because the Sanskrit word is king karo. King means what, and karo means to do. King karo, that's the Sanskrit word for servant. What is there to do, Krishna? Please tell me. What is there to do, my spiritual master? Please tell me. I want to do that. Please take care that what I do is correct. Please take care that the spices I throw into the pot, they are authorized. Please take care that the melodies I sing in kirtan, they are good. Please take care that the books I distribute many books and don't become puffed up. Please take care that we find the right new temple. Please take care that we dress the deities. Please take care that I can jump up and down in kirtan and not stand there like a potato sack. So our position is a very humble one. We are in the position of prayer, the humble prayer guys. We are nothing else. So, one important thing is, if you do not become humbled, you will be humbled by the material energy. I wanted to read to you some amazing verses from the second canto of Bhagavatam. It is about how a devotee wants to go back home, back to Krishna, and wants to escape this material energy. You know, our discussion this evening is how a liberated soul, how a devotee comes into contact with Krishna consciousness. And he had said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be known as the supreme reservoir of all material opulences by the one-fourth of his energy in which all the living entities exist. This is here the neglected part, the material world, which holds us in her grips. Deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from the anxieties of old age and disease exist in the kingdom of God, which is beyond the three higher planetary systems and beyond the material coverings. Now, how to get to this spiritual world? We were hearing from our Vaishnavas different tips. The spiritual world, which consists of 3/4 of the Lord's energy, is situated beyond this material world, and it is especially meant for those who will never be reborn, others who are attached to family life and who do not strictly follow celibacy vows, must live within the three material worlds. The brahmacharis, vanaprastas and sannyasis do not intend to take rebirth, apraja, nor are they meant for secretly indulging in sex life. Such a fall down by the spiritualist may be compensated by another chance for human life in good families of learned brahmanas or of rich merchants for another term of elevation. But the best thing is to attain the highest perfection of deathlessness as soon as a human form of life is attained. Otherwise, the whole policy of human life will prove to be a total failure. Lord Chaitanya was very strict in advising his followers in this matter of celibacy. One of his personal attendants, Chota Haridas, was severely punished by Lord Chaitanya because of his failure to observe the vow of celibacy. For a transcendentalist, therefore, who at all wants to be promoted to the kingdom beyond material miseries, it is worse than suicide to deliberately indulge in sex life, especially in the renounced order of life. In all traditions, you will find that the goal of human life is to attain the spiritual world. Buddha said nirvana. Jesus Christ said, first strive for the kingdom of God, then other things will come to you. Shankaracharya said, Jagat Mithya Brahma Satyam. Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithyam. This Brahma Satyam, the spiritual world, is true, material world is false. And Krishna, he says, Sarvadamang Parijaja, give up everything and just surrender unto me. In no spiritual scripture of the world you will find an encouragement for materialistic life. They all tell you, stop it. Bring it to a close. Close softly the curtain over illusion's play. This was a little poetic. And so that doesn't sound so harsh. So this Krishna consciousness is Rajagulya, secret knowledge, because it deals with that which is not material, which is not of this material world, and it gives us all solid instructions which we can follow. However, Krishna consciousness is an easy process. If we chant 16 rounds without failure and without offenses, if we just hear about Krishna and eat prasadam like our devotee from Spirit was instructing us to do, then it is very easy. I was sometimes thinking, Prabhupada says it's so easy. But why some devotees have sometimes difficulties? It is actually, when you go to think of it, someone who follows his whole life four regulated principles, chants Hare Krishna, he is prasadam, a great soul in Kali Yuga. Because we are so helpless that Maya can come like a hungry wolf, carry us away like a bleeding chicken. Hare Krishna. Therefore the devotee always takes shelter. So Hare Krishna Prabhu, this was some points regarding this verse. Tomorrow will be also very nice. Very nice. Very interesting. Yes, this was do you have any questions for this? More or less pretty clear. Madana Radya. I would say because the whole materialistic society is a liar. And when you are meeting a thief, it is not the time to become a brahmana. This is what I would say to him. but in my heart, I would think differently. As a preacher, I would have to defend the devotees so that he doesn't get a wrong impression. I think when devotees do such things, they shouldn't be kept. If there is a reason, you should speak with your temple president. If there is a reason, I can understand that there is a reason to do this. We have no Lakshmi. But we should then find out a way so that we are not detected. Isn't it? There is a way. Because if the society thinks these people talk of truthfulness, it's in the books, and then this is not very good. I remember when our movement started in Germany, we were so poor. You were millionaires in comparison to us. Not in Dinas, in you know. So we had no money to pay the train. We would live in one part of Hamburg and we would have to go to another part of Hamburg. And we would take the tram, like tram. So, and then the conductor came. Where are your tickets? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. Tickets, not Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We didn't have any money. But when we are coming back, we might have something. So just come when we are coming back. But this is not good. You know. So at one stage we stopped it. One day we went by foot into the street. Then distributed some literature. Then went by foot back. And then we had enough money and to go the next time with train. And even if we would not collect, we still would have enough money because we went two times, we didn't go by train to go back. So I feel that it is very important that we want to spread Krishna consciousness and we should be free from suspicion. Now the Yugoslavian society is opening up for Krishna consciousness. Tochak, play guitar. We put Tilak on Tochak. And he has a garland. And for the first time in his life, he smiles. He was enjoying it very much. You know Tokach? Usually he doesn't smile. Yeah. And then also we are in how do you say science again? Nuance? Nu? Nautic. Nauschnitzi. Nauschnitzi graffiti. We are Nauschnitzi graffiti. Science graffiti. There's also Beograd. We are talking on reincarnation. And the cameraman was so in ecstasy. You know, he said, "Can I film your room?" Yes! And then he went with his camera and then he saw the books, you know, before in the temple room he saw the books and then he couldn't control his senses and he was filming every book. And then he went into the room and then he saw everything full with pictures of Krishna. Then we also were in Beograd, we did Kirtan in what is the big street called? Yes. Knesmi, yes. Knesmi. And I remember Knesmi, yes. And there were so many people. We had a nice blanket, nice Indian cloth, and we danced, and there was this little boy, Sudarshan. He was having my danda, you know, he was dancing. He can dance very high, he can jump like this, you know, so mystical. And then TV also came and was just giving you, making a very nice thing. And then they said, "We want to interview Sachinandan Swami." And then we just went together in a gallery. There was a gallery with full light, you know, this gallery. And we were sitting in the marble, you know, with nice chairs.
Yes. And they asked me, how do you like the Yugoslavian people? And I say, wonderful. And I said, material advancement never works here. Not like in America, where they are all very superficial. Yugoslavians are very deep. And then I said, therefore they should engage in Krishna consciousness. And we sometimes had, 3 times a day we were on TV, and people want to know about Vediska this and Vediska that. I could tell you so much, I have forgotten half of it. Always people came to interview us on the radio. Yes, we were. He is a guru, but he is very sympathetic. he is a very humble person, and he is bona fide. Do you believe? Yes, he is really meaning what he preaches. Then all very positive. I have this interview. You can. It was on second program in Beograd, and there was Hare Krishna from George Harrison and Nina Hagen in the end. Hare Krishna, and people said it, they heard it, many people heard it and were very interested. So, and this is Beograd, which is was considered the hardest place in Yugoslavia. Always fighting with the Albanians, you know. And then this housewife magazine, you took away my daughter. Mama was writing and screaming, flipping out, and everyone was getting disturbed. So this is Beograd. So other places are also very interested in Krishna consciousness. So we should now take care that we that we become very Krishna conscious. We should pray to Krishna. So that he takes care that now where everything is so, you know, just coming, everything is just coming. That we don't make mistakes. Like Madana Radhya has said, if we now do these kinds of mistakes, then especially amongst intelligent people, it's not good. So we can ask how to do these things. Dhananjaya can give us expert advice, isn't it? How to, this is easy. So we should ask the experienced devotees. There's no need, you know, to that they see. But I would answer like this, always very bold. Whole society is a society of liars. Soon again there will rise the Dina. And then again you won't be able to buy anything for your money. Why are you not speaking about this, Shidi? We need whatever little we have. First of all, we have nothing, but the little thing about the nothing, we are taking it for God consciousness and spreading it. We are bringing out these books, and with our own sweat we are distributing them. This is real help. This is real honesty. I would always say like this. But for us, we should avoid these small things. They're not necessary. We can just, Dhananjaya will tell you how to do it, or Kripadaya. It's not very difficult. It's good if we can save Krishna's money. Hare Krishna. So it is actually very late now. It is 9 o'clock, and we should tomorrow we want to have a nice morning programs. We want to end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Desire of the soul. We want to be placed properly and rightly. And however, to come to this stage, we have to do our duty. The duties are given to us by our Krishna conscious authorities, and by following that which is necessary, we will be purified in our Krishna consciousness, so that more and more we engage in our natural position. For instance, I think I'm the oldest devotee in this room, so I will give you a personal a glimpse into my into this own life. When I started in devotional service, I was a pot washer. Then I was elevated to wash the deity plates. Then I was shopping for the temple. I was actually not shopping, I was getting it for free. Because I can smile very sweetly. I was getting a lot of food for free for the temple. People just like to give me. Then I was going on Sankirtan. Then I was translating. And then I was preaching. And now I'm still preaching. It seems to remain like this. So I have found also that my inclinations are very much for preaching. My mind always wants to explore different subjects and speak and relate many subjects to Krishna consciousness. And I'm extremely enthusiastic when I can read and speak about it. It's somehow natural. But still also now I have to sometimes do my duty. I have to talk to people whom I, you know, to Slivovich people, you know, people who are very low in their consciousness. This is it, Tapasya. I mean, not in Yugoslavia. Everyone I meet here is very... I of course only meet the cherries, so to say, on the cake. Also here there is surrender necessary. In so many things I have to do which I do not like to do. Those who travel with me know that I have to, that I'm constant, every day I have to surrender, do my duty. I can't just do what I like, because if I would do that, there would be no purification of consciousness. So to answer your questions, in our stage, there is no difference between duty and original position. It is our, because in order to come to our original position, we have to do the duty which is given to us according to necessity in devotional service. And another answer is, it is our original position to surrender to Krishna, even if we don't like the service very much. As we were saying yesterday, I don't know if we said it, servant in Sanskrit means king karo. King means what, and karo means to do. We are servants of Krishna, that means we ask Krishna, what is there to do, Krishna? This is what the meaning of servant is. What is there to do? Not, I like to do this, Krishna. But no, what is there to do, Krishna? This is the Sanskrit. Sanskrit always explains more than our word.
Like Tinkaru is a much better word than Slugi, isn't it? Yeah. More contents, more information is in there. So these two answers I want to give. Are you, have I answered your question? Yeah? Are you satisfied? I know sometimes in devotional service it is difficult. We think, well, I'm an intellectual. Why do I have to plant to make a flower garland, you know, or like this? And we really don't. Or I'm a musician. I want to sing all day and all night, but not you know, wash plates. And after all, it says one should be engaged in his according to his nature. But believe me, if you can surrender, this is much, much better. If you are asking always for your own self, and you should talk with your authorities, and you should say, Prabhu, please help me at this service. If you have the feeling, you can talk. We are brothers and sisters, no problem. Prabhu, this service is a little heavy, you know, and then you can consult. But if there's a necessity to do this, then you have to do. Especially everyone should try to go and should go on Sankirtan, even if he doesn't like it, because he will be purified so much by it. Good. There was a question in the back.
Yes. At some point Krishna wanted to surrender our heart, because maybe it can be that we're making service in the big show. And
yeah.
I'm afraid that it happens after me like that, because...
You're afraid what, please?
Just like that. Because I think that this is something more deeper, to surrender the heart, and I think that
yes,
maybe I do not understand the point when it's happened.
Yes, the heart, when we say we have to surrender our heart, we don't mean the pumping red thing. When we talk of the heart, we mean actually the heart is the seat of the soul. It's the seat of the consciousness, and it is the seat of the mind also. Surrender we have to do with our mind and with our consciousness. You're rightly saying that sometimes we in the neophyte stage a devotee may act very external. His actions are very external. It is not realized knowledge. So, why is this so? Why is he just mechanically doing his service and sometimes even making a show? This is because he is not authentic in what he is doing. Yeah, authentic means you are there with your whole being. And to be there with your whole being means you have to be there with your mind, with your consciousness, with your whole soul, so to say. So, it is not always, you know, when we start in Krishna consciousness, we are learning this. We are learning to become authentic. It is a process whereby which we have to purify our soul and our mind and our consciousness. Then, when we have purified our consciousness, we will want to be servants of Krishna. In other words, we don't play a role any longer, since the pure soul in his pure consciousness is a servant of Krishna. We all have the desire to do something for someone whom we love and whom we like. If we have found someone whom we really like,
to do something for us is a great pleasure. If we can do something for him, it's a very great pleasure. Him or her, this is natural in the human being. So if our consciousness is purified and we are Krishna conscious, it is a very natural thing to serve Krishna. It's not a matter of a show. See, when I will give a material example. If a man has fallen in lust with a lady, he will cut a whole, you know, field of roses, you know, and go like, come like this, you know, and just give put the roses before her door and then disappear. It's not a false show. Here, on the material platform, it is natural. You know, it looks crazy for an outsider, but it is natural. He has, you know, he will, like, I remember I liked my mother very much when I was a little boy. And when she had birthday, I would just spend all my money to please her. I bought all for all my money, you know, I had all, like, it was 10 marks or so. I bought so many gifts. And then on the day of the birthday, I was running out. I was picking apples, you know, and coming with big bags of apples, you know. And then I thought, this is not enough, you know. I like her so much. She has been so kind to me. I went out and picked flowers, yeah, so on and so forth. And then I had a horse, you know, so I donated the horse to her. And just, I wanted to, my mother was always overwhelmed, you know, when her birthday came. She was always thinking, oh no, but this boy will now, you know, he might go into the city house and steal all the money and bring it to me, you know, because he has no limits, you know, when he likes me so much, he will not, there are no borders for him, you know, he will just bring us in a big, we were living in a little town, so the whole town knew always about my mad activities, you know. So it is because in our soul we like to be servants, but we ultimately that object is Krishna. So if we just take care of purifying our soul, we will be very enthusiastic. No one will have to tell us to stay up longer and do service, to do more and more. We just do it. So this, sometimes devotees understand when we, for instance, are competing for book distribution. If we just purify our consciousness, we will do good. There's no problem. If we just take care of chanting our rounds nicely, we will become nice devotees and not make a show. So, Hare Krishna, this was a very nice question. From there, everything starts, from the purity of our consciousness, because we are already servants. We are what we are, servants of Krishna, every one of us. It's just the dirt which is in the consciousness which keeps us from serving Krishna. Any other?
He's asking information about Bhakti Yoga in South America.
South America? Yeah. It was very difficult because of the military government in Argentina. They burned our books. They have a German element in their blood somehow. All the Nazis who escaped judgment, they went to South America, and the dictator of Paraguay was one Mr. Stroessner. That's a German name. So Mr. Strasna died, and since that we can also go to Paraguay. South America, of course, is a very poor country, and therefore we don't have big buildings or something like that. The book distributors, they do book distribution by going on a bus, then they give the, then they pat the bus driver on the shoulder, and they make a big, then they distribute books to everyone in the bus. No one can run away with the books. And then they say, then they give the explanation what this book is. This is a wonderful book. You must read it, and it's about Indian wisdom, and it can help you uplift your life. And then they go around a second time, and those who want books, they pay, and those who do not want, they give back the books. This is where most of the books are distributed, in buses. Before the buses go, and sometimes even while riding through the city, they jump on, you know, and then give everyone a book, and then distribute books like that. Reception in of Krishna consciousness, I hear, is very nice. For every evening class, there are 100 to 200 guests to hear. In Argentina, this is in Buenos Aires. And on the Sunday program, it is hopelessly overcrowded. but I heard the they are not so serious there. Easy come, easy go. Not like in Yugoslavia. they are very sentimental. They always cry in the lecture. Even the guests. The tears. And it's very difficult. I heard the country is very corrupt. You should never have anything with you, because people are constantly robbed. And the militia is extremely corrupt there. When you see a policeman, just run as fast as you can, because they always want to steal your money with something crazy. This is almost like in Yugoslavia, isn't it? When we came here from Beograd, one police man stopped us, and I was so frustrated, because they invent something which you have done wrong, and it takes so much time. So I just wanted to say, Gaurachandra, just ask him how much he wants, and then we save time, you know, because we are helpless. What can we do? But then Gaurachandra went out of the car. And I didn't tell this to him. And the policeman was so much shocked by the dhoti and by the tilak, he wanted to know what is the meaning of tilak, that he just said, can go. It was the first time in my life. And one time I remember in Novi Sad, no, it was, yeah, Novi Sad. We drove, and then the police stopped us. And something little they found, I don't know what you were there, and you know, you made with a light like this, and now you have to pay so much dinars. So it was very late, it was 12 o'clock in the night, and I had argued with them previously, so I didn't mind, so I knew I would always lose. And so we were paying, and then we asked, after we have paid, now please show us, can you tell us a way how to come to Petro Varadstin, something like that. And then they said, go this street. And the street was a one-way street. where you cannot go, you can just come this way. And we said, well, it's a one-way street. We are not allowed to go there.
because that's heavy if you go to the different side in the one-way street. And it was one of these fast streets. It was very straight. You could make an accident. And I never forget this. About I cannot forget this. Whenever I see Militia, I think that. I just want to wrestle with them, you know. So this is a Kali Yuga government, you know. Just thieves, crooks, woman hunters, exploiters, that's all. So in Argentina, it's like that. But people are very receptive. And it's going better and better. Very nice devotees also. One devotee, our temple president in Buenos Aires, Kai Valya Swarup is his name. His father is the chief of that part of the town. So the devotees can be as loud as they want. Because see, there's practically no law. It's just the persons who take care of the law. Good. So I think we shall end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.